A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools and the thirsty ground springs water. The word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. The God of Jacob keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. Praise the Lord, my soul. The fatherless and the widow the Lord sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, through all generations. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, my soul.
A reading from the letter of St. James. My brothers and sisters, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. For if a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into the assembly, and a poor person in shabby clothes also comes in, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say, sit here, please, while you say to the poor one, stand there or sit at my feet, have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs to the kingdom that he promoted to those who love him? The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went up by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, to the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Good morning. And how are you? I am your pastor, Father Larry Richards, in case you are wondering, since I've been gone for the last two Sundays. And I heard it was all good while I was away, so no one spoke heresy or anything, so that is good. So today, we listen to God's holy word. And it's a word of comfort and healing, which is good. It's what we all need. I think more and more, the older I get, the more I know that I need it and know others need it. And so Jesus shows who God is. He's this divine physician, the divine doctor, the God doctor who comes to heal us, to set us free from our slavery to fear and to all those things that keep us afraid. You know, again, if you listen to this beautiful first reading from the book of Isaiah, it says, this is what God says. It says, "Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. And the eyes of the blind will be open and the ears of the deaf will be cleared." And that's what Jesus does. That's how you know that it's God who's come amongst us. Because he says again and again, "Be not afraid." And he brings healing to people. So what we got to do is, first of all, believe this about God. The God, when he comes, sets us free from our fear, does not increase our fear. And I think too often we are people that are just afraid of God. And yet when he comes to us, he wants to say, "Don't be afraid." And again we say, "Oh, no, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Again, as I've said, it's the beginning of wisdom. It isn't the end. St. John says, perfect love does what? Casts out fear. And the reason that's important is because if we are afraid, we cannot love. Because by definition, love demands freedom. So if we're not free, then our love is not real. So when God tells us the greatest of all commandments, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, that means that we got to be free from fear. And so when the Word of God talks about the fear of the Lord, it talks about the awe of God, like, whoa. It's not about, "Oh, I'm afraid I might go to hell. I'm afraid I might go to purgatory. I'm afraid I might do this. I'm afraid I might get sick. I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid. Oh, I'm afraid." Stop it. God came to set you free. Fear not. And then this God, again, we think, again, why some Catholics think this, that God comes just to give us penances, just to watch us suffer, just to do all these things. And we think, I've heard it said many times to God, people who are their spiritual director, and they'll sit there and say, "I deserve more suffering." You deserve eternal damnation. Thank you. But what happened? Jesus, the God of the universe, left heaven and took your sin and died for it so you could be set free. Grace. Again, so we got to start thinking, what is my image of God? Is my image a God I'm not afraid of, and a God that wants to heal me? Is that my image of God? Or is my God the one that's always watching for me to mess up so he can pounce on me? That every time something bad happens in my life, it's because God is punishing me because I'm a sinner. Well, then I'd be the most punished person around. God is not that. We see it. When God becomes incarnate in the person of Jesus, he says, do not be afraid, and he heals people. People become more alive in the presence of Jesus. So that's what we got to believe about God. And that's so important. Why? Because then we got to be his presence, right? You know, again, when you and I got baptized, and little Brantley will be baptized this morning, the first thing that God does is sets us free. He'll wash him in his blood, cleanse him, free him of all things so he can look at God and say, you're my Abba, you're my dad, you're my papa. But then more than that, Brantley is then created and recreated in the Son of Jesus' image so he can be what Jesus was to this earth. Because again, we want him to be a great saint one day, right? I don't know of one Saint Brantley. Anybody else? No. So he's going to have to be the first. And so that we sit there and we have a nice statue here of him one day, because everyone's going to come from all over to see Saint Brantley Michael. And they'll sit there and say, why wasn't he named Larry? Do you know? I don't know. Because I married the parents and I said, Larry, 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 Larry. Nobody pays attention to me anymore. But anyway. And so what happens is he's called now to be another Christ. Like all of us at our baptism, we were set free from our sin. We were set free from our slavery. We were reborn in Jesus Christ so that we can be Jesus Christ to the world. So what does that mean? That we got to lead people not to be afraid, but to trust. And we got to bring people healing. You know, I was up in Cleveland speaking. I talked to a bunch of people, and I sat there and says, you do realize that what we're called to do is bring the love of God to others, not the judgment of God to others. God can handle that without you, right? And I quoted, and I've quoted this before here, but in John 3:16, God says what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that anyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. So God the Father sent Jesus to give us life, to heal us forever, to set us free from our fear and our slavery. Then in John 3:17, we all know it because you've been with me 20 years. John 3:17 says, for God did not send his son in the world to condemn it, but to save it. So if you and I are called to be Christ, we got to be people who come into the world not to condemn it, but to save it. But again, too many of even you who are sitting in this very church today, those of you who are watching in this very moment, think that you have to be the accuser. You have to accuse people of their sin. You got to prophet. I'm a prophet. I got to tell them what's wrong with their lives. And I got to do all this stuff and tell them because I got to save them. And the only way I'm going to save them is by accusing them. Who did that? The devil. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. The accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before the Lord. If God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, I promise you, Jesus Christ did not send you into the world to condemn it either. I promise you, he didn't send his blessed mother into the world to condemn it. He didn't send you into the world to condemn it. He sent his son into the world to save it, to heal it, and to set it free from slavery to fear. So, am I a representation of Almighty God? Or am I a representation of the devil, the evil one, the one who is cast out again and again? Am I one who accuses everybody night and day without fail? Do I accuse? Do I accuse? Do I accuse? Do I tell people how sinful they are? Do I accuse? Do I accuse? Do I accuse? Or do I set people free from their slavery to fear, and do I bring them healing? And it all falls down to, what do you believe about God? Because what you believe about God will be the way you live and the way I live. When I was young, I only believed God came to judge me in the world. And if I was going to save anybody, I was going to have to condemn them night and day. As I've got older, what I did was not of God. Now, as a speaker, the harder I am, the more people like me. Maybe not you. But everybody else in the world, when I come down and I say this and that, and you'll go to hell forever, da da da. Come speak with us, Father. We like people like that. But as I've gotten nicer and spoke more about the love of God, some people think I've got soft, except for you. People sit there and say, well, we really don't want to hear that, Father. We like when we hear people who condemn others and tell them, if you're a Democrat, you're going to hell. That's what we like. That's a true priest. That's a true man of God. Sounds to me like it's an accuser who night and day accused them before God. We got to make a decision. Be an accuser or being a healer. We know that everyone here and everyone we know needs healing more than they need accusing. So let's be like God. And let's let Brantley begin that this very day as we baptize him. Are you all excited, Brantley? No, he's eating his stuffing his face. That's all that matters. So, okay, let's do this. You can stay seated. I'll tell you when to stand. We'll kick you.